First parak of Maitreis, Mishnah Zayin, we continue the halachas of Gemara Melacha, when the produce has been processed and now can become utter, even to eat small amounts of it. Hayayin Mishe Yikapeh. The way they used to make wine was, they had an upper area which they would crush the grapes, and then there was a hole in that area which would pour out from there into the lower area, which was called the bar, and it would sit in the bar, and after a period of time, the seeds and the fields that were there would float to the top and form like a froth. And Sheikpa is when he removes this froth that has this mixture of the seeds and the undesirable parts and remains with the wine on the bottom, that is a Gemar Malacha. Apapisha Kipa, even though he did a Gemar Malacha on the wine that was in the bar, Koilet Minagat El Yoina, or Minatina, he could still take from the upper level because that upper level has the wine that was not yet fully processed, or the Tina from the pipe which is pouring down into the bottom one. The shaitan, you can drink it because that doesn't have the Gemar Malacha. By the way, this is also not yet, it's something we learned in Hilchos Trumos, that wine, you're allowed to take off the Trumos and Maitis only after the Gemar Malacha. You're not allowed to take off the Maitis before the Gemar Malacha. So this is Nogeh to somebody living in Eretz Yisrael. Many people buy grapes and they make their own wine or grape juice. They have to know that the Trumos and Maitis cannot be taken in the grape stage. They should be taken after he makes the wine, and not only after he crushes the wine, after the wine is separated from the undesirable part, then he should take Trumos and Maitis from it. Hashemen, somebody who is making oil from olives, Mishiyeri Le'uka, there was also some area after the pressing area, the wine would fall into a certain collecting area, which was called the Uka, where the oil, where the oil would be collected. That's the Gemar Malacha. Avishiyar, even though some of the wine already went into this collecting area, Noitel Mina Uka, I mean, Bein HaMamo, these are different stages of the crushing process. The olives were put in sacks, and then a heavy piece of wood would be pole of wood would be put on them to put pressure on them. That's the okum. A mammal was an earlier stage where they would grind the olives. Anyone who goes around there to Israel could see these things. They're all over the place. And antique remains of these. Uvein ha-patim. Uvein ha-patim is also boards that they would crush the olives. All these areas are areas which are still in the middle of the crushing process, and therefore it's not the Gemar Malacha, and you're still allowed to eat from those olives of the oil that's coming out if you're eating in the temporary fashion. Once it fell into the Uka, that's the final place where it's collected, that's the Gemar Malacha. We said before, even after Gemar Malacha, if you're planning to bring it home, it's not yet kavua, and you're still allowed to eat it alive until you bring it home. But there are certain things which we'll learn later on that are considered koivei alamaisa, that from, if you do that, it's already considered as a chashivas, which you're not allowed to eat in a small amount. So one of the things is cooking it. If you take the produce even in the field and you cook it, then once you did the Gemar Malacha and you cooked it, you're not allowed to eat it even in a temporary fashion. So the chiddush over here is you're allowed to pour it over a chamita. Chamita is a cookie, a type of cookie that has been baked. Even though it is hot, you're allowed to pour on top of that. Or a tamkoy, or also a bowl that has some hot food in it. The idea behind this is these things are called the cliché, and they don't cook. So that's the rule we know from Hilchos Shabbos, that something that's in a cliche ain't in the Vashem. So here, if you're putting the oil, even this cookie or this food in the bowl, it's still hot, it won't cook the oil, and therefore you can still eat harai. You can eat it temporarily if you don't bring it into the house. At a late in the day or the left, if you can't put it into pots or frying pan, shame Leutzen, because after the Klevishim, and since it's boiling hot, you're going to be cooking the oil, and once it's cooked, you're not going to eat it at all. Now there's a big chiddush over here, because this chamit over here is a solid chunk, and there's a whole big discussion if a dover gush, something which is solid, even if it's in cliché, if it's still mevashel. This mishnah seems to clearly be saying that it's not mevashel. So many folks can say that as far as it's a heter, if you have something that was, let's say, milk that fell onto a hot piece of meat, which is in a klish sheni. So over there, the poskim are machmir, because they say there's no proof from a Mishnah against it, because the Mishnah is not telling us, it's telling us that it's not mevashel, but it could be there is still a transfer of flavor. So that for sure we're machmir. Now, the Mishnah Brura is machmir based on a Mogen Avraham, even Lagav Hilchos Shabbos, which is telling Bishul. In other words, if you have a potato from the children, which is a double gush, it's a chunk, even though it's in a klisheni, you should not put something like a cucumber that wasn't cooked on it, to touch it, because it could still be mevashel. And as I think, it's a big chumrah, because the simple understanding of the Mishnah seems to imply clearly that in respect to Hilchos Truma Tumaita, it's not considered Bishul. But since Shabbos is a double chumrah, we are like a chila machmir and Hilchos Shabbos to avoid having uncooked things come in contact with a double gush, which is still boiling hot, even though it's in klisheni. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Lakol Onayis and Chutz Mi Dovah Sheyesh Bo Yechaymus V'Tzia. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a pot which is not on the fire does not cook. We don't pass like him, and he holds the only time it does cook is if it has vinegar or some other sharp type of juices in it, which facilitate the cooking. But once again, we pass that anything that's klisheni, even though it's off the fire, as long as it's still, you have to let it so hot. It is in the Vashel in respect to Shabbos, and it is in the Vashel in respect to Israel Heter also.